In Los Angeles County, ambulance workers are being told not to transport patients to hospitals who have a little chance of survival. This stunning directive is in response to the surge in COVID-19 cases. Hospitals in LA County are at full capacity, and the number of people who have tested positive for the virus is now at 841,000. Brian Fula-Napoli is a manager for AmWest Ambulance Service in North Hollywood, and he joins us to talk about the tough decisions his crews are having to make. Brian, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Tanya. Good to be with you.
Yes, so these numbers are really hard to wrap your head around. Just here in Los Angeles, nearly 8,000 people are in the hospital right now with COVID-19. The county health department, as I mentioned, has not only told you and other ambulance services not to take patients with little chance of survival, but also to conserve oxygen. Describe for us what your crews are currently experiencing out in the field.
Yes, that's correct. We are being told that after 20 minutes of resuscitation efforts in the field, that if we do not get spontaneous perfusion with the patient, meaning that the chance of survival would practically be slim to none, that we should not be transporting the patients to the hospital due to the fact that there are no beds currently in Los Angeles County. This has been standard protocol and practice in other parts of the country and something the county has been talking about moving towards for a while now. So although it sounds draconian, it is numbers-based. It's not, you know, something just pulled out of the air. It's great that the public is aware of what's going on, that they're paying attention now. Our crews absolutely are spending 6 to 8 hours in the ambulance with COVID-positive patients and other types of patients waiting for beds. So it is a crisis that we are in right at the moment.
Can you explain what conserving oxygen means for the folks out in the field?
Sure. So conserving oxygen with the directive that's been ordered is that unless a patient's oxygen saturation level is less than 90%, that we would not give oxygen. If they fall below the 90% mark, we would then throw them on oxygen and bring them up to a 90% saturation level, meaning that you have 90% oxygenation of the blood throughout your body. This is being the number that of 90 has been adjusted because of the low oxygen supply throughout the county. Luckily, the Army Corps of Engineers came into Los Angeles County, I believe yesterday or the day before, and is working hard to try to increase the amount of oxygen that the county has on hand.
Nearly 40% of the patients your service transports are considered COVID positive. And over the last 3 weeks, you've had several workers diagnosed with COVID-19. First of all, how are they? And how has this impacted your ability to service the county?
Yes, we are all dealing with the impacts of COVID-19. And, you know, we definitely have some employees that have contracted the virus. They are doing well. Thank you for asking. In the way that it's affected AmWest Ambulance, when you have employees, your frontline workers that are out sick, it requires you to still staff the units that are required within the county. So we're investing in overtime and double time to make those expenditures to make sure that the residents of Los Angeles County are taken care of. But it's a taxing toll. It's extra hours, extra money, extra stress that the employees are going in day in and day out with.
These are directives that you all are adhering to. But I imagine it doesn't make it any easier.
It does not. The COVID-19 comes with a plethora of issues, whether it be from the emotional toll, the mental toll, the physical toll, the need and the want for the vaccine. And, you know, we have only 30% of the vaccine that's been given out of what the state has on hand. I have employees ask me this morning when I came into work, when are we getting the vaccine? And I don't have an answer for them. And that's messed up.
I would assume as medical workers that they would be at the top of the list.
So unfortunately, that's above my pay grade and other people make those decisions. I know that the county is working hard on trying to get it released. But at this point, it's been 3 weeks that it's been released. And here at AmWest Ambulance, our employees still do not have access to the COVID-19 vaccines.
You call this truly a healthcare crisis that is expected to get worse. What do you want the general public to know right now?
Yes, this is a crisis. And what we really want the public to understand is, you know, our owner here at AmWest Ambulance, our CEO, Boris Krutanov, recently said that we're at war with the invisible enemy. This virus does not discriminate by age, by gender, by race. It can affect each and every one of us. And what we can do for ourselves and for each other is make the best decision to protect ourselves, to protect others.
Brian Fulanapoli is a manager at M West Ambulance in North Hollywood, one of the many ambulance services directed by LA County not to transport patients with little chance of survival to area hospitals, which are overwhelmed with COVID-19 patients. Brian, thank you so much for your time and your work, and please stay safe.
Thank you, Tanya.